Okay, well I mean.
Did you know, mister? Hey, what I said, sir? Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo. Yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. I said, yeah.
I said, yeah.
to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom. Songs of freedom.
This is the Clarendon Connection with Pastor Rowan Cameron. We are here this evening talking to the principal of Kellett Primary School, Miss Renee Bennett. The school has just celebrated their 70th anniversary, and I'm sure over the years there has been a lot of accomplishment this great institution has participated in. So this evening, you're going to be hearing from the lady herself, and she's going to be talking about some of the highlights and achievement of Kellett Primary School. Good evening, Miss Bennett.
Good evening, Pastor Cameron. Thank you for having me. All right, Kellett Primary School is all of 70 years and more, because we actually started out more than 70 years ago as Good Hope Elementary School, located in the community of Good Hope. But the school was moved to Kellett in 1948, and that is where the history has been tracked from. So the 70 years were actually from 1948 to now. Currently we have 638 students on roll, 342 boys and 304 girls. and we are a school with 3 classes per grade. 19 teachers in total, 1 guidance counselor, 1 Spanish teacher from Cuba, and 35 members of the support staff, inclusive of watchmen, cooks, janitors, everybody. Going back to our earlier years, we have had many stalwarts in education as leaders of Kelly's Primary School. Our first principal was actually Teacher Edwards. He, along with his wife, Mrs. Edwards, were the first leaders of the Good Hope Elementary School. And then the Pewses family in Kellett donated the land that the school is currently located on. So after the building in Good Hope was deteriorated due to infestation by termites, the new school building was opened in 1948 here at Kellett. And the second leader was none other than Teacher Wolf. I think he's one of the more famous leaders that we have had since 1948. Teacher Wolf was followed by Teacher Smith. Then we had Teacher Edmond, Teacher Foster. We had Mrs. Grayson, who acted at one point.
Mrs. Grayson?
Right.
Because we know that a lot of ladies have been involved in this school, but it seems like Mrs. Grayson is the first female who actually started out since he came to the new location.
No, actually, it was Mrs. Hamilton that was the first, and I think she was the longest serving principal as well. But after Mrs. Hamilton retired, then Mrs. Grayson, who was here as a teacher for many, many years, acted for a short while as principal. She then was followed by Mr. Theobald Ferron, one other very famous principal as well. And then
Yes, because I know of Mr. Ferron. He taught me at Clarendon College, and I know he came on to Kellett's and he did a wonderful job for many years.
Yes, he was able to transform the school both aesthetically as well as academically while he served here from 1995 he came on to 2008. And then Miss Thompson, who was here as a teacher for many years, served from 2008 to 2013. And Miss Gloria Campbell, who served many years as a teacher as well, since 1980. She acted for 1 year in 2014.
So a lot of the principal actually came from the school?
Yes, most of the principals came from the local.
This is the Clarendon Connection with Pastor Rowan Cameron. We are here this evening talking to the principal of Kellett's Primary School, Miss Renee Bennett. The school has just celebrated their 70th anniversary, and I'm sure over the years there has been a lot of accomplishment this great institution has participated in. So this evening, you're going to be hearing from the lady herself, as she's going to be talking about some of the highlights and achievement of Kellett's Primary School. Good evening, Miss Bennett.
Good evening, Pastor Cameron. Thank you for having me. All right, Kellett's Primary School is all of 70 years and more, because we actually started out more than 70 years ago as Good Hope Elementary School, located in the community of Good Hope. But the school was moved to Kellett's in 1948, and that is where the history has been tracked from. So the 70 years were actually from 1948 to now. Currently we have 638 students on roll, 342 boys and 304 girls. And we are a school with 3 classes per grade. 19 teachers in total, 1 guidance counselor, 1 Spanish teacher from Cuba, and 35 members of the support staff, inclusive of watchmen, cooks, janitors, everybody. Going back to our earlier years, we have had many stalwarts in education as leaders of Kellett's Primary School. Our first principal was actually Teacher Edwards. He, along with his wife, Mrs. Edwards, were the first leaders of the Good Hope Elementary School. And then the Pewses family in Kellett donated the land that the school is currently located on. So after the building in Good Hope was deteriorated due to infestation by termites, the new school building was opened in 1948 here at Kellett. And the second leader was none other than Teacher Wolf. I think he's one of the more famous leaders that we have had since 1948. Teacher Wolf was followed by Teacher Smith. Then we had Teacher Edmond, Teacher Foster. We had Mrs. Grayson, who acted at one point.
Mrs. Grayson?
Right.
Because we know that a lot of ladies have been involved in this school, but it seems like Mrs. Grayson is the first female who actually started out since he came to the new location.
No, actually, it was Mrs. Hamilton that was the first, and I think she was the longest serving principal as well. But after Mrs. Hamilton retired, then Mrs. Grayson, who was here as a teacher for many, many years, acted for a short while as principal. She then was followed by Mr. Theobald Ferron, one other very famous principal as well. And then
Yes, because I know of Mr. Ferron. He taught me at Clarendon College, and I know he came on to Kellett's and he did a wonderful job for many years.
Yes, he was able to transform the school, both aesthetically as well as academically, while he served here from 2008 to 1995 he came on to 2008. And then Miss Thompson, who was here as a teacher for many years, served from 2008 to 2013. And Miss Gloria Campbell, who served many years as a teacher as well, since 1980. She acted for 1 year in 2014.
So a lot of the principal actually came from the school.
Yes, most of the principals came from the local community, from the local Anglican church, and they were past students, teachers, and then were elevated to the role of principal. Most, except I think for Mr. Theobald Ferron, who came from Lower Clarendon, had been serving in the community.
What else has the school has been involved in, apart from being academically? What are some of the clubs that you have?
Well, we have a number of clubs here. Currently, we have the 4-H Club. We have Brownies. We have what we call a Sparkle Kids Club, which is a club that is geared to be the courtesy ambassadors for the school. So that one is new to us. One that we created to help to raise the awareness of courtesy among our students. We have our usual mathematics club, reading club, spelling club. We have a number of clubs to help to cater to the students' social needs.
Okay, so like you have gone through 70 years, what are some of the highlights or some of the activities that you did to highlight the 70-year celebration?
All right, so last year we planned a number of activities to commemorate our 70th anniversary this year. And we started out with a church service at the Miracle Cathedral New Testament Church in Kellett. And we had a wonderful time with parents, past students, and our invited guests. That was followed up with a march from the first site at Good Hope to our current site here at Kellett. Then we had a big open day where parents and other stakeholders could come and look at the things that were happening, past successes as well as current things that were happening in our school. We are continuing our celebrations because the year really ends in December. And so we are going to have a number of other activities. One, where we want to honor our past teachers and principals who have retired and are still alive. We want to have a function just to honor them and to highlight their contribution. Our theme, building on a solid foundation, we are proud to say that those who have gone before us have done a wonderful job, and so we are really building on a solid foundation that they laid. And then we want to get our past students on board in December by having a past students association ball to invite all our past students to come back to socialize, to see what is happening, and to get our past students association up and running, because it is sad to say, although we are all of 70 years old, we really do not have a very active past student association. So we want to use this opportunity to call out all our past students, invite you to become a part of what is happening here and to contribute to us. We had a wonderful graduation in July. A number of past students came and interacted with our students. And we have also had promises of adopting classes to become more involved.
This year will be the last. This year school year was the last time for GSAT. How has the passes been?
Well, the passes were, let me say, satisfactory. Mm-hmm. They were not as we would have wanted. There was definitely room for improvement, but the teachers worked hard with the students, and the results were as expected based on the cohort of students that we had. But it's not what we would want it to be, but it was as expected. So we had pockets of excellence. We had one student who was actually awarded among the top 1,000 GSAT students in the island of Jamaica.
Wonderful.
She was awarded at the National Arena for that, Shantae Benjamin.
And the new school year has started, the new school term has started September. How has it been so far?
Well, we had a smooth start. All our classes were able to start smoothly. We had adequate furniture thanks to the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information that came on stream and gave us some well-needed furniture. And we really do need some more, but we were able to start smoothly. Our teachers reported for work, and things have been going smoothly so far. So we are grateful to God that He was able to help us to have a smooth start.
Well, the Andrew Dixon Foundation will be coming to your school. Your school, Kellett's Primary School, has been fortunate to be a recipient of this kind gesture by this organization, Andrew Dixon. Also, Brandon Primary will be receiving from this foundation too as well. How do you think this eye clinic will benefit students in your school?
Well, we are definitely very excited to have the Andrew Dixon Foundation coming on board. Education is a holistic... we have to help our students to develop holistically. So those who are having difficulties with sight, definitely whatever it is that we can do to help them will be greatly appreciated by them and their parents, because if you're not seeing well, then it's going to impact how you are able to benefit from the teaching and learning aspect of school. And so we are definitely thankful and excited to have the Andrew Dixon Foundation. We know that parents and students will benefit, and even teachers and other members of staff may be able to benefit. So we are excited, and we want to even use this opportunity to preempt and to say thank you to the Andrew Dixon Foundation for having selected Kellett's Primary as one of the recipients for this benefit.
Thank you, Principal Renee Bennett. You heard her speaking about the many different activities at the school has gone through a great milestone of celebrating 70 years. And we just continue to say to God be all the glory. This is the Clarendon Connection. Pastor Rowan Cameron, and we are here in the cool hills and the compound of Kellett's Primary School. Take it away, studio. This is the Clarendon Connection with Pastor Rowan Cameron. This evening we're coming to you from the foot of the Bullet Mountain in a district called Turkapon. And this evening we'll be talking to Mr. Tony Espute, who has seen the need to give back to the Brandon Hill community, including the school, and to individuals who are desperately in need. We are applauding him for his effort and we're going to be talking to him this evening on the Clarendon Connection on CRSRadio.com, the knowledge station. And we sort out the good deeds that people are doing, and we highlight them to let the world know that we are following the footsteps of our master. So this evening, wherever you are, we want you to tune in, because there are many good deeds that people are doing that we need to highlight them. And even though we are facing a generation that has a different mindset, there are still good Samaritans around. And this evening on the show, we continue to highlight the good deeds. Because the good book says, "This shall all men know that you are my disciple, if we love one another." And men are really in need today. And we're going to be talking to the man himself who has journeyed all the way from Maryland and is in Clarendon today. He has been here for a week doing good deeds, distributing items and back to school and food and all type of stuff, just giving back. Because the Bible says, "Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom." So he's here today, and the world will be hearing from the man himself, who will be telling us what inspired him to do such a deed. Will also be giving us a background of his upbringing, and we'll be talking about his parents. Today we have the man with us, Mr. Tony Espiute.
Pastor Cameron, I want to say thank you, sir, for this opportunity, where we can share with the world what we are doing. Standing beside me is my beautiful queen, Lorna Espiute. She's the one that keeps my motor running. But first of all, I must give honor to the Most High God, who I serve, both me and my wife. As you had said, I'd ask to let the world know about my upbringing. I grew up with a family who inspired me to do good. My grandfather, William Cameron, my grandmother, Marjorie Cameron, their daughter, Beryl Simpson, my mother, Ina Espiute. They are the one who instilled in me what kindness is all about. As I grew up in Turkapan, no one come to the yard and walk away empty-handed. Doesn't matter what's going on. They give beyond giving. I remember one night, one afternoon, my grandmother, Nana, put on the pot on the fire, and the water was boiling up. And this may sound strange. We have food in the bushes, in the field, but nothing was in the kitchen, and the water was boiling up. And we heard someone say, "Old dog." Now, the old dog is a Jamaican term. When you're entering somebody's yard, you say, "Old dog," so they mold the dog, so the dog don't bite you. And we beckoned the person to come, and the person came and said to my grandmother, "The Lord sent me with this." And he emptied out a bag of food in the kitchen. My grandma was able to cook food for 11 persons. Actually, 12 of us were living in the house. And she was able to cook food for us. They instill in me kindness. So my mom died 2010, July 16th. She buried August 28th, 2016. Thanks, son. On the 28th of August, the Saturday evening after the funeral, me and my wife, we sit down and decided, I started to ponder how we'll keep her name alive. And after much pondering, we decided to do an Ina Espute back to school. And so that was conceived on the 28th of August 2016. No, that's 2010. Let me go back. 2010. My mom died July 16, 2010. The foundation was conceived August 28, 2010. And 2011, August 28, the foundation gave birth.
That's right.
And so we have been giving back to the community ever since up until today, because we just came back from praying for some sick people and giving them some stuff. We'll be leaving back tomorrow. So up until then, we're still doing what the Lord has inspired us to do. And one of the things that drives us is the scripture in the Old Testament, and I don't exactly remember where it is right now, but it says the poor and the needy will always be among us. And so it tells me that no matter where in life we reach, there will be someone, somewhere, somehow, that will be less fortunate than we are. And as long as we are in the position to make a difference, then God is saying that we are to do so. And so my wife and I, we have taken on that challenge. And I believe that we are pleased. We are happy that it is going well. What do you say about that, baby girl?
You're doing a good job. We're doing a good job.
Okay, we're doing a good job. Now, my wife don't like to talk to the public. She's like shy, like to stay in the back. But I try to let her understand that the people need to hear her voice just the same, right?
That's right.
Okay. So she's from Kingston, so she's not a country girl like me who grew up in the country and know how to run up the hill and run down the hill and do all of that stuff. But as Pastor, my cousin, Pastor is my cousin, is my mother's brother's son, and he takes the part of his father, and he's a pastor today. He gave us this opportunity to share. So I'd like to say to all who are listening now and in the future, we need all the help that we can get. It is costly to do what we do, and we do have some good friends who really support us over the years, but we are looking for more. Because as long as we exist, the foundation will exist. And even if I'm gone today, my wife will carry on. And even if she's passed tomorrow, somebody else will pick up the mantle and run with it. Because this is our goal, this is our dream, this is our baby, and this is what we love to do. So to the world out there, we need your help. Well, you may ask, how do you get in touch with me? Is it okay to give them my information over the internet here? My phone number is 301-775-1407. You can reach us on that number anytime, night or day, and we'll give you instruction how to get your donation money-wise, monetary, or materialistic-wise to us. I want to say again to my cousin, Pastor Cameron, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you to those people who help us over the years, and all those who help us while we were here, the cooks, the janitor who helped clean up the place, and to everybody, I want to say thank you. And next year, if the Lord spare our life, we'll be back, same time, same place, doing the same thing over again. And he says something to the people, man. Close out.
God bless you.
Yes, we are speaking with Mr. Tony Espute, the man who has given back a lot to our community, Turkopan and Brandon Neal, and a lot of community has benefited from his effort. But there's also another side to him which he did not spoke about, was his ministry. He's a singer by profession.
Yes,
he has a gospel. How many gospel albums you have?
We got two, but one we concentrate on right
now. Okay, so
they go
as a duo. So that's the second aspect to his life apart from giving stuff away. So I want them to tell us about their base in Maryland and tell us about their ministry connection and just let the world know what is happening in their life and in their ministry and the stuff that gives them the inspiration to do such an effective job in Jamaica.
Thanks again, Pastor. You're giving us a mouthful tonight.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Lloyd Anthony Espute, but the Tony come from Anthony. In Jamaica, if you don't have a nickname, you haven't been born as yet. I have to be careful that I don't speak too much of the Patois dialect, and I'm intended to go that way, so bear with me if you kind of hear some words kind of jumbled. I'm trying to be very careful to speak properly so you can understand what we're saying. As Pastor indicated, that we also are called the Renewed Gospel Singers, Renewed, R-E-N-E-W, Renewed Gospel Singers out of Maryland, Hyattsville. We have an album called Teardrops, and we are now currently working on our second album, which we have a single from it, which called My Reason for Living. We do this because the Lord have inspired me when I was 8 years of age to sing gospel. And I've been doing that ever since, and my wife joined me with me, and that's why we are now doing this all over. We have been to Canada, we have been to basically most of the states in the U.S. Doing concerts, we do weddings, we do banquets, we do funerals, and you know, that's what we do. We do birthday parties, all of that, singing gospel, singing, letting people know that there's another side to life, and so that's what we do. I'm currently also a deacon. Got ordained last year, and my wife's Sunday school teacher. She also Children Church. Children Church teacher. And we just gung-ho for the Lord. We do what the Lord would have us to do. So, you know, as we put this out there, you pray for us, because the enemy does not like, you know, stuff like this. So we ask that you pray for us as we continue to do God's will. God bless you.
All right, take it away, studio. All right, so
the music's going to the sun. some youth is going to the Paris. Look what it is going on. How many youths have been killed in tribal war? In by Babylon, in Iran, in a tent being bombed. Some youth is going to the west, oh yeah. Some youth is going to the north. Some youth is going to the south. Some youth is going to the forest. Yeah, yeah. Now, my brother and sister, you better listen to me. Stop your war, foolish fighting. Oh, yeah. It's much more than we are lasting. We've got to fight for our rights. Oh, yeah. We've got to see the light. Going to the west, oh yeah. Some youth is going to the north. Some youth is going to the south, to the south. Some youth is going to the forest, far east. Some youth is going to the far east, far east.
Which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war. That until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man
the war. That until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. It is a war. That until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war, war, and until the ignoble and unhappy regime that holds our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Miss a war. War in the east. War in the west. War up north. War down south. War, war. Rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory.